George, can you come in the living room? I want to talk to you. I went into the living room. What is it, honey? What's wrong? Everything! What was that song? Her face was pale and set. I began to realize that I slipped up, but I didn't know how or when, and that was scary. I don't know what you mean. The song you were singing in the car when we were coming home? The one you were bellowing at the top of your lungs? Just some poop I think I heard on KLIF, I guess. Something that got into my head. You know how songs do that. I don't understand what got you so upset. Something you heard on KLIF. With lyrics like, I met a gin-soaked ballroom queen in Memphis? She tried to take me upstairs for a ride? It wasn't just my heart that sank. Everything below my neck seemed to drop 5 inches. Honky Tonk Woman. That's what I'd been singing. A song that wouldn't be recorded for another 7 or 8 years by a group that wouldn't even have an American hit for another 3. My mind had been on other things, but still, how could I have been so dumb? She blew my nose? And then she blew my mind? On the radio? The FCC would shut down a station that played something like that. I started to get angry. Mostly at myself, but not entirely at myself. I was a walking tightrope, and she was shouting at me over a Rolling Stones tune. Chill, Sadie. It's just a song. I don't know where I heard it. That's a lie, and we both know it. You're freaking out. I think maybe I better head home. I tried to keep my voice calm. We never get so mad as when we get caught, do we? And where you heard what you said to the kid at the checkout when he said he'd double-bagged your chicken so it wouldn't leak? I don't have any idea what. Excellent, dude! That's what you said. I think maybe you better tell me where you heard that. And kick out the jams and boogie shoes and shake your booty? Why, you say them and no one else does. I think you better leave. Sometimes, it's like you're from some other universe. I tried to tell myself all that doesn't matter, that love conquers all, except it doesn't. It doesn't conquer lies. Her voice wavered, but she didn't cry, and her eyes stayed fixed on mine. If there had only been anger in them, it would have been a little easier. But there was pleading, too. Sadie, if you'd only... I won't! Not anymore! So don't start up with that stuff about how you're not doing anything you're ashamed of, and I wouldn't be either. Those are things I need to decide for myself. If you knew you wouldn't, then tell me! I can't! The anger popped like a prick balloon, leaving an emotional dullness behind. I'm going... But Sadie, she shook her head. She did it slowly but firmly. I crossed the kitchen in what felt like a float rather than a walk. Part of me was thinking this was just a bad dream and I'd wake up soon. Most of me knew better. I went out through the screen door and stood on the stoop, looking at her through the mesh. Promise me you'll be careful. She shouted, I promise! I promise! I promise! The combination of shock, loss, grief, and anger in her red eyes was awful. I could feel them following me back to my car. Goddamn Rolling Stones.